are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Michelle Poulton-Simon, and this is Alter Ego. This week, I'm going to play a selection of songs by bands that I'm actually going to be seeing this summer. I have a lot of concerts lined up that I am beyond excited about, and I decided to feature some of the bands that I'm most excited to see. A lot of these will be coming from either GovBall in New York City or Panorama in New York City, which are two of the big festivals that are going to be there this summer, the majority of which will be from GovBall because it is the largest of the festivals. So to get us started, I want to kick it off with a song from The Strokes. I will be playing Undercover of Darkness. Hope you enjoy it. The Strokes are one of my all-time favorite bands, and I'm lucky enough to get to see them at GovBall this year. I've been waiting to see them for maybe 5 to 7 years, so I'm pretty excited that they're going to be headlining GovBall. So here you go, Undercover of Darkness.
Out of whack at your best with some nightmare.
That was The Strokes, the band that I have, that I'm most excited to see. I made a promise when I came to college that if they ever played any show in either New York or Philly, even if I had classes, I was going to ditch them. Even if it was finals week, I was going to go see The Strokes play. So luckily, they're playing at a time when I don't have to run away from all of my obligations and can actually enjoy seeing them. The next band I'm going to play for you is Arcade Fire, who are going to be headlining the Panorama Festival. And I could not be more excited for that. I saw them once, I think 2 years ago, and they were when they were on their Reflector tour, and they were spectacular. And they just know how to put on a show. So I'm excited to see them again. Here is Afterlife from Arcade Fire. That was Arcade Fire. Next up is Death Cab for Cutie, who are also going to be at Governor's Ball. And I'm super excited to see them. They played a show in New York a couple months ago, but it was right after I moved here. And I couldn't exactly run from Easton back to New York within my first month being here. So I'm looking forward to seeing them. They're an incredible band. The next track is off of their latest album, and the song is called Good Help, in parentheses, is so hard to find. Here is Death Cab for Cutie.
Only a fool gives it away. Only a hear you say, only a fool gives it away.
That was Death Cab for Cutie. The next song I'm going to play for you is probably my favorite by this band, certainly one of my top favorites. It's Jenny Was a Friend of Mine from The Killers. I just happen to love the, like, I think it tells a really interesting story, and I think it's super emotional, and I really like it. So here is Jenny Was a Friend of Mine from The Killers, who will be at GovBall, I believe, on the Saturday. And I'm excited to see them too. We'll be right back. That was The Killers with Jenny Was a Friend of Mine. The next track I'm going to play for you is Go from M83 and Mylon. It was first shown to, or first played for me by my friend Natalie, who has her show Monday Nights, Nights with Natalie. I suggest you check it out. She's a cool person. She's also going to be someone that I'll be living with next year and someone who will actually be at GovBall with me. So check out her show. Here is Go from M83, who will also be at GovBall. That was M83 with Go. Next up is going to be Of Monsters and Men, who will be appearing on the Friday of GovBall. And this is Mountain Sound.
and ran far away from all the trouble. I had cast with my two hands. Alone we traveled on with nothing but a shadow. We fled. Some had scratches that made me wonder about their past. And as I looked around, I began to notice that we were nothing like the
That was Mountain Sound from Of Monsters and Men. Next up is going to be Leave a Trace from Churches, who have definitely been featured on this show previously, and who I am very, very excited to see. They're a super talented band, and their lead singer is incredibly awesome and outspoken on issues of sexism in the music industry, which is super cool, and also just a generally solid human being with great makeup. So here is Leave a Trace from Churches.
Try hard to uncover them.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Michelle Poulton-Simon, and this is Alter Ego. The next song up for you is going to be Something Good Can Work from Two Door Cinema Club, who are a consistently excellent band who I typically like when I need some like good pump-up music that's also like a little heartfelt. Here is Something Good Can Work. The next two bands that I'm going to play for you are not actually coming to either Panorama or GovBall, but instead are going to be at Summer Stage, which is a series of concerts in New York City. And the first one I'm going to play for you will be, in fact, opening for the second one. And the first one will be Modern Jesus from Portugal the Man. Here you go.
Come on in, take a
That was Portugal the Man, and they will be opening for Cage the Elephant at Summer Stage, which is actually going to be in about a week and a half, which is incredibly soon, maybe closer to 2 weeks. But I am so excited. I get to see this concert pretty much immediately after I leave campus. So it's a good way to reward myself for all of the hard work that I have to do in the next 2 weeks when it comes to finals and papers and projects. So here is Come a Little Closer from Cage the Elephant, who I will be seeing at Summer Stage this summer. That was Cage the Elephant. Next up is Alabama Shakes, who will be at the Friday of the Panorama Festival. And they will be, they should be great. They're really fun to see live. Here is Hold On.
Mm-hmm. to hold on. Gotta hold on. You gotta hold on.
That was the Alabama Shakes. Next up is another headliner for the Panorama Festival, and actually the reason that sealed my very, very strong desire to go to the Panorama Festival, and that is LCD Sound System. They recently performed for the first time in, I believe, 5 years, and I was unable to go because they had a show in New York the day my spring break ended and the day I had to be back here. So I'm really, really excited to have the chance to see them. They are an incredible band and really, like, just reminds me of home. And I'm excited to see them this summer. And on the topic of reminding me of home, here is New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down, from LCD Sound System, which I think is a good anthem to my home city. Here you go.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, you're safer, and you're wasting my time. Records all show you were filthy but fine, but they shuttered your stores when you opened the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. New York, you're perfect, oh please don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. And so the boring collect, I mean all disrespect. In the neighborhood bars I'd once dreamt I would drink. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. There's a ton of the twist, but we're fresh out of shout. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a death of the heart. Jesus, where do I start? But you're still the one pool where I'd happily drown. Still exists. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe you're right. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm wrong, and just maybe you're right. And maybe Mother told you true.
That was LCD Sound System. I'm going to warn you that I'm going to go a little over time on this week's playlist because there are so many bands that I wanted to fit in that I just would not have time if I didn't go maybe 10 minutes over. And this is only part of the playlist. Next week, even though it's finals, I'm going to try to find some time to do a bonus show that is like about a half an hour, 40 minutes long, with some of the bands that I had to cut from this playlist. So I will update people on that. But the next song and band I'm going to play is Genghis Khan from Mike Snow.
To put on to this thing we keep and dip into when we need. No, don't have the right to ask where you go at night, but the waves hit my head to think someone's in your bed. I get a little bit Genghis Khan. I don't want you to get it on with nobody else but me. Ooh, with nobody else but me. Just lost the world war, and the scene slips away to the evenness I fake. It's a shit show world, 'cause I don't really want you, girl. But you can't be free, 'cause I'm selfish, I'm obscene.
That was Mike Snow. Next is going to be Bloc Party, who I featured, I want to say, 2 weeks ago on my show about my show that featured quite a few bands that made it through my angsty teenage phase and bands that I still consider quite good. So here is Banquet from Bloc Party. We'll be right back. We are about at the end of our show, folks. I've got one more song for you. But I would just like to remind you that you can check out previously recorded episodes of this show at wjrh.org/programs, and you can click the Alter Ego tab, and you should see a couple episodes, including shortly this one. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I've had a ton of fun in the last year getting to play music every week. This has been an absolute blast. I've loved all of it. There will be one more bonusode next week, but have a great summer, folks, and I will see you guys next semester. Here is Miracle Mile from Cold War Kids.